How important were your running backs in picking up some of the blitzes, and what kind of improvements have you seen, mostly from Riddick and Abdullah in that area?
Yeah, it was nice. Those guys didn't have an easy job last Sunday, they just had to kind of keep their eyes
up, head on a swivel. They were coming from a lot of different places, but our guys in the backfield and our guys up front did a nice job of picking up some pretty unique and tough blitzes and allowing me to stand back there and throw it around.
Your shoulders and really take some of those shots.
Yeah, it was great.
Our guys responded well. We were aggressive, throwing the ball down the field. Didn't hit all of them, but hit some important ones.
Yeah, you've played the Packers with and without Aaron Rodgers. Is there a different feel or a different sense of the game when he's not in that maybe you can take shots knowing that they're maybe wounded a little bit on offense?
Not really.
We're going to their place. We're playing in their house. We know it's going to be a tough environment. They play well at home. I'm going up against their defense. No question that each game unfolds differently, and you got to kind of figure out how to play that game to give yourself the best chance to win it. But we're playing against their defense. They're a talented defense with a bunch of young guys in the secondary that are really physically talented, and guys up front that can get after the passer.
The last couple of years, what is it that you see on film? You mentioned the young guys in the back end, but they're significantly better in that area this year. What jumps out?
They've spent some resources, They've got draft picks, like you said, some guys, that are rookies or second-year players that are coming into their own. They're playing at a high level, and, I think they're, playing a lot of DBs in a lot of situations. They play quite a bit of nickel defense, play quite a bit of dime defense, so they're trying to get guys out there that can cover and still be physical and stop the run, which they do a nice job of.
Matt, I'm not sure how much you guys did yesterday at the walkthrough or how much Taylor did, but how good was it to see 68 out there on the field?
It's great. Anytime guys have, worked as hard as he has to, come back from stuff, it's nice to see him, back out there, moving around a little bit.
Film, obviously, you talked about it after the game, the 0-for-5, but was there anything that jumped out at you? We didn't talk to you after you had kind of watched the film.
Nothing in particular. Nothing to put a finger on, just execution overall.
Rodgers, I know it's not you against him or anything, but what's your relationship like with him, and if you've had any conversations with him since the injury, what it was?
No conversations with him. He and I are friendly when we're on the field. Talk to him usually before and after the game, but not much more other than that. I've got a ton of respect for him. Obviously, he's a great player in our league, and I've gotten to play against him quite a few times. So, ton of respect for him, and hopefully he'll heal up.
I know there's a lot of time left in this season, but having lost three in a row, and considering who is in front of you, and that you've lost to some of those teams at least for a wild card position, does it feel like it's getting maybe a little bit late in the season for you guys going into Monday night?
No, I think it's the eighth game of the season. That's how we take it. Each game is an important one because it's the next one, and this one is no different. Obviously, in the division, it's a big game. You kind of win one in the division, it counts for two, right? You get a win and they get a loss, so you kind of control your destiny in that regard. So it'll be a big one every time we go to Green Bay. It's a tough environment, tough place to play against a really good team.
What discussions are you guys having this week as it pertains to the red zone and being productive specifically when you get there?
I think it is just, execution and detail-oriented. I don't think there's any massive scheme overhaul. We've got good players. We just got to go out there and execute. And sometimes we just got to make plays. I mean, we were extremely close on a couple balls that, I could maybe throw a little bit better, a couple that maybe their defenders made some really nice plays on or we could come down with, whatever it is. We just got to find a way to get it in.
TJ heads back to Green Bay for the first time. Just curious, what has he meant for you guys? What kind of an addition has that been for you guys?
He's been great, not only on the field, but he's a great locker room guy. He's played in some big games, obviously, had a ton of success. So, I think he's been really good for those guys in that room and obviously, good for our offense as a whole.
Golden was pretty outspoken about why he wanted Eric back or still around with the trade deadline looming Tuesday. Now that it's passed, did you say anything to him, pat on the back, anything of that nature?
No, I didn't say anything to him. You never know what's going to happen that time of year. Obviously, I love having all my teammates in there and glad that, our team, stayed the way it did.
He's obviously not having the season he would want or you guys want. What do you think he has to do to get more involved?
Part of it's, me throwing the football too, so maybe you can put a little bit of that on me, but just got to continue to, get open and catch the ball and make plays. I mean, that's what catching the ball is all about at receiver. Obviously, as a tight end, he's got to do a little bit of both. I think he's done a nice job for us in the run game and protection stuff.
On
know you lost the game, but when you look back, 480 yards, you guys moved the football. That was a top five defense. Do you feel pretty good still about where this offense is, even at
I think we made some strides in some areas that maybe we had been struggling in, in previous games. But can't just put one fire out and let another one, prop up. And that's kind of what happened as far as the red zone goes. So we've got to make sure that we're covering all our bases and trying to execute at a high level from end zone to end zone.
What were the strides that you mentioned?
I think we did a nice job in pass protection. Not only, people blocking people, but, backs doing a great job scanning, guys, tight ends doing a great job chipping, whatever we asked them to do, they did a nice job. And then our guys up front blocked really well. And then we just executed in the pass game, better than we had in the previous weeks. Until we got down in the red zone, we had some lapses.
Why don't you think you guys use the QB sneak a whole lot?
I don't know. I feel like we use it a little bit, but maybe I'm just not good at it. I don't know. But no, it's not. It's an effective play. For short yardage. Each week is a little bit different as far as whether or not you think it's going to be available and what defenses like to do. In those situations.
Marvin, I think it was your second snap of the game. They rolling to your left. Yeah, 45 yarder. Just curious what you remember about that specific play. It's probably one of the better throws in the league this year. But also, is that just instinct or is something you looking for something specific to determine to take those shots?
Oh, that's instinct. I was 1, 2, 3. It was like my fourth read, and by that time I kind of had to get flushed, get out of the pocket a little bit. Marvin was running a totally different route than the one that ended up, making the catch. And he just kind of saw me breaking loose, and he took off deep, which I was happy about, and gave me a place to throw it. And, was able to put one out there in a, close enough range for him to go make a play.
Not only did you have Agnew in that little package thing, was that something that was just for the Steeler game, where you had that, all season?
Oh, that's week to week. We'll see.
Speaking of Marvin, what have you seen out of him in the past couple weeks that's let him sort of break out and be a lot more productive?
I think he's doing a nice job running routes. Obviously made some great catches in that game, too. I mean, last week made a big one on a double move, down the sideline. Obviously that second play of the game or whatever it was a great catch, too. So just doing what he always does, just, I'm giving him a little, some more chances probably than I had in previous weeks, and he did a nice job coming down with it.
Different about playing at Lambeau, atmosphere, either you like or don't like.
Yeah, I love it. I love playing there. There's a ton of history there. A bunch of great players have played there. A bunch of great games have happened there. I've been in some wild ones there. On the winning side, on the losing side, I've been through a lot at that place, but I enjoy playing there.
You had another one, I think, just in the red zone, where you didn't connect with Ebron, but he also had to adjust on his route. You seemed to be steering with one in the back of the end zone.
So,
between that and the Marvin one we just talked about, how do those situations develop where a receiver changes what he's seeing, scramble drill stuff? I mean, how much of that is developed in practice just on the fly?
I mean, I think it's something we talk about. It's something that we have, I think probably most NFL teams have basic rules for it. But everybody ends up in different spots on every route. You can't have a scramble rule for every play of every route. It's just kind of you go play a little bit of ball sometimes too, especially down there in the red zone. It's, confined. Can't take off deep. You'd be in the third row. So he did a nice job of uncovering late. It was a little bit tricky because Marv was kind of running into the same area, so we didn't want to back up into Marv's area. I understood that. Just wish I'd have, thrown it maybe 6 inches lower. We got a catch for a touchdown.
One more for Matthew.
It's not drawn up to be that way, but sometimes when they have great leverage and they cover the initial play, well, it's I've got a bunch of time out there. They've got some time to go and try and get open. Aaron Rodgers, the team we're playing, those guys do about as good as anybody. Similar to that.
All right. Thanks.